Duck South Studios in Oxford, Mississippi.
We're mass communicating.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for them.
This is the End of the Line podcast, powered by DuckSouth.com.
I gave it a 10.
Sweep the leg. You have a problem with that.
And now, here are your hosts, Rocky LaFleur.
Everybody on? Good.
Great. Grand. Wonderful.
No yelling on the bus.
Josh Webb.
Sorry I had a fight familiar, your butt at the party.
And Jake Latondras.
I am bad news.
Also starring Rob Kroon.
I bet this guy's into the woods $100.
And Bradley Ramsey.
No, Mark, didn't say it.
Showtime.
All right, here we go. Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
Showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Welcome to the End of the Line podcast. I'm Rocky LaFleur in the Duck South Studios on this Monday morning. Joining me on the other end of the line, a man that has been missing for a whole week. I'm going to guess you've been turkey hunting or getting your store open there in Corinth. Corinth, I don't want your call to cover my pronunciation of your town you're living in now. Corinth?
Yeah. Corinth in Alcorn County. Yep, that's it.
Alcorn County.
Mm-hmm. What, my gosh, how much coffee have you had? Let's just start with that.
Two 32-ounce cups and just Coke Zero.
Two Rocky cups. I mean, because just so everybody knows, it's like Rocky and I text each other, "Hey, let's record." Okay, let's record. So I dial in. You know, we have a conference type line. We dial into. Rocky comes on. Hey, bing, record. What's up, Duck South? I'm like, crap. What are you doing? So
I really had but one Rocky size cup. I've drank about 80 ounces of water today. I tried to double the, if I drink 32 ounces of coffee, I try to double the amount of water intake to flush my kidneys out.
You know, I never ever will forget the first time that I got in the truck with Rocky. He was like, "Oh, I got to run back in the lodge and get a cup of coffee." I was like, "All right." Or no, we were going to get in the truck. He goes, "Oh, before we go get in the truck, I got to get a cup of coffee." Well, you know, there's a coffee maker sitting there, pot's full or whatever, almost full, and you know, just Rocky's getting a cup of coffee. Cool, I go get in the truck. Rocky gets in with I think it was an Obie's cup, but anyway, it was just a huge 32-ounce cup.
I am drinking
got to
water
be
out of
me.
An Obie's cup right now.
I drink out of an Obie's cup like almost every day. I don't know why, but I do, and I always have. You were one of the only other people that I have seen drink out of an Obie's cup. But anyway, yeah, so when Rocky talks about coffee, and I know we've talked about this on the podcast before, when Rocky says he's had a cup or two of coffee, just remember that Rocky-sized coffees are 32-ounce cups. Literally.
That's
no exaggeration. So, what have I been
doing? Hey, look!
Yes.
Hey, let me ask you this.
Whoa. Before you leave that topic.
Okay.
Before you leave that topic, how much of your cup or glass cabinet that holds your drinkware, how much of that cabinet at your house is collector's cups, plastic cups?
Oh, ooh, easily 90%. Obie's, Ribcage, what is the other one? I could get up and walk. I'm actually in the house right now. Obie's Ribcage. There's another one.
Mine's Ole Miss. Mine's Ole Miss cup.
Yeah, because you go to enough ball games to get them and keep them. There's another one, but mostly mine are Obie's and Ribcage. And both of those are from, well, Ribcage not in Oxford anymore. But, that's 90%. You're going to make me walk over to the cabinet and look. But, I mean,
open mind.
We might. And then solo cups. I keep a stack of solo cups. I'm gonna send you a picture. This is funny.
I want everybody to understand this. I love my wife. She is my best friend. But man, when we first got married, you know,
you'll like this. I look at the captain.
Sorry. She was a Southern belle that wanted the, you wanted to look in the cabinet. What are those old timey cups look like? They were hard plastic. We had those, and we had some glasses. When we first got married, that was going to be the representation of our home. Now, 12 years later in our marriage, 13 years later, 80% of our cups are collector's cups, and she could give a damn.
Yeah, no, we're the same way. There's always a stack of solo cups. OB's, I just sent you a picture. You know, OB's, there is randomly an Ole Miss cup in there, which I normally don't have. That surprised me. The other one is Pepper's, Sweet Pepper's Deli. That's what the other stack is. I couldn't remember. So, I don't. That's like when Katie and I got married. You know, people get us, you know, nice stuff. You know, a set of six or eight or whatever. In 7 years of being married, we have to make ourselves drink out of stuff like that if we're going to drink out of it. Just don't do it.
Yeah. I mean, I've got a container full of wedding presents. I think it's the biggest nonsense in the world. Man, give me a Walmart, Target card.
Yeah, a gift card. Yep.
Don't give me a plate that I'm never going to use in my life.
Nope. Just that, and that's the best thing that you can get somebody who's getting married, or even somebody having a baby. Just get them gift cards. I know some people think, well, no, I want them to have something to open. You know, you want to get them a gift card. Let them go get what they really want or need. Like, just, yeah. I mean,
I think
seriously,
you're the,
I know.
Anybody listen to this, you're thinking about a gift. You're the king of gifters if you give the gift card.
Yeah, oh, for sure. I mean, and really, I know this sounds kind of weird, but don't be so specific. Like don't get a, like, to a certain restaurant. I mean, that's a cool thing, maybe, you know, but get it for, like, Walmart, Target, Amazon, you know, where there's variety. I mean, now look, I'm not gonna say no if you hand me like a Ruth's Chris, you know, gift card. But I mean, I'm just saying, the best thing, and you know, without a shadow of a doubt, they're gonna be happy because they're gonna go get what they want or need. You know,
need is the key word there.
Got a lot to do with it. So anyway. Yes, I'm with you 100% on that.
Hey, coming up in just a minute, Mondays with Rob, of course, with it being Monday. I hate saying it like that. It's just Monday. But you know it's going to get wild. I got a surprise for Rob. Creamy just sent me a text. He said, I know you got a surprise for me. Tell me what it is. I said, in the back of my mind, I do have a surprise for Rob. But hey, one other thing I want to go over for you, for those of you that listen to this podcast, do Josh and I a favor, and all of us that have a part in this show, go to iTunes. If you listen to us through iTunes,
yes,
please do a review.
Please do that. Yep.
Please
do
go,
that.
Go. It's very simple. Just click the stars and say excellent.
Yeah,
whatever you want
to
write.
Don't tell me you don't have time, because if you got on your phone to listen to this, you got time to go click the stars and do it. It's just that. It just really, really, really helps keep this thing where everybody can find it and keeps it on the forefront of where it needs to be. There's no kind of kickback to me and Rocky. I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's no kind of, like, iTunes is not going to be like, oh, way to go. You got, you know, 1,000 reviews. Here's some money. No, it's not that. It's just, it keeps it where you can find it, which is free.
I was kind of disappointed.
Very accessible.
Somebody told me the other day that what really, really drives traffic to this show is people searching for podcasts on iTunes. So, and the people that come up the most are the people that have the most reviews. And so I went to looking at ours. Look, we have 10 or 12,000 dedicated listeners. And we've got 200 reviews or something.
Yeah.
Can you listen to every single? Yeah. Never mind. I'm not going to be mad at it. Just go do it.
Please. Yeah, sure.
I don't ask a lot of anybody that listens to these. Just go do a simple review.
Yep.
That's
I
it.
I agree with you.
All right, so Josh, what about the... I do know that you got in on a turkey last week. You got a few minutes to, or a few seconds to tell that real quick?
I did. That was a surprisingly fun, quick hunt. I went with full intention of killing turkey, but, the new place, have not been on it but a time or two. The first time I was ever on it, I said, this right here, if anywhere on this whole property, is where a turkey will die. And, a lot more times than not. A lot more times things go wrong turkey hunting than right. And anyway, I went, what morning? It was the morning it was freezing cold. Wednesday morning, 29 degrees when I got out of the truck. And turkeys were actually gobbling good. And ended up in that exact spot that I've had in the back of my mind. I've been over there messing around, scouting a little bit a few times. Have not hunted. Hadn't even been there. Have not hunted, really, that place at all. And anyway, I ended up at that spot I told you about where I said, man, this is the spot. And I sat down where the turkey was, what he was doing, the way he was acting. I said, man, right there in that gap between those two trees would be a beautiful place to kill him. And luck would have it, that's exactly where I killed him. it don't happen like that often, but he did great. Gobbled all the way till I killed him. I killed him about, 7:30, and he started gobbling on the limb 45 minutes to an hour before that. It took him a little while to get to me. He was with another gobbler and some hens, but he broke off and got quiet for a little while. I figured they just, went on with some hens, but I could still hear a turkey gobbling. And I figured it was just, one of the two of them with the hens. And then this turkey started back up on his own. I couldn't see it all take place, but in my mind what took place is when they flew down, him and the other turkeys stood around there on that ridgetop, and they gobbled together for a little while. And then probably the more dominant turkey went off with the hens, and this one just kind of hung out. He didn't say a whole lot. He got about 100 yards closer to me. And then he went back to gobbling, and he gobbled all the way to the gun barrel. It was as pretty of a hunt as you could have. And that's really all there was to it. It was a lot of fun. I would much rather have somebody there with me, whether it's Katie or just anybody there with me, when I kill a turkey, when I hunt a turkey. But I ended up going by myself that morning killed a good turkey, had a heck of a hunt. It's been the best hunt this year. I mean, there has not been many good ones this year. Matter of fact, that day was...
It amazes me some days that how you explain that story, how some days turkeys just want to die, and then days it's the they're so bipolar.
Well, see, that's kind of why when I started that story, I said that I prefaced it with saying I got out of the truck, with killing a turkey on my mind, but I had to be somewhere. I had a meeting at 9:30 that I had to be at. And so I had to leave the woods somewhat early. And I said, well, I'm going to go at least listen. If nothing else, I can scout some more. Or I can listen and see, what the turkeys are going to. What they normally do. We have not been up there at daylight. We have not been on this property at daylight all year. And I've been up there a couple times in the middle of the day to try to catch them out in some open areas and just kind of see what they're doing. I had no idea what they're doing. Just through years of chasing turkeys, I had that spot in the back of my mind as being one heck of a spot. And I was right. Rarely. I'm going to say rarely, but just a lot of years, told me that spot was going to be good. And so that's where I went and started the morning. And there was, you know, like I said, there was two of them. They were roosted a couple hundred yards from me, but still really open in the woods. I could not move a whole lot. And it worked out as perfect as you could possibly have it work out. If it hadn't, you know, another 20, if he hadn't showed up, you know, I had to leave in another 30 minutes tops. I mean, if I had that much time. So, you know, it just happened. But I was happy with it. And that was literally, and I've hunted 7 or 8 times this year, and that's just the second time all year that I've even heard a turkey gobble. Hunted Friday and Saturday.
You sent me a picture of your cabinet with your cup in it.
Oh, yeah. You just get it. Yeah. Yeah, I told you. But, yeah, no, it worked out great. And I can't complain at all. You know, so it is what it is. You know, now I'm on probation until Katie kills one. It's rare that I get ahead of her. It's rare that I kill a turkey before Katie does. So now I'm on strict. Don't go scouting with a shotgun anymore until Katie kills one. Notice, but I didn't know if you had been anymore. We hadn't talked in.
No, working on the clinic every day.
So.
Working on the clinic every day. I'm going. Actually, we are having the Duck South / Rolling Thunder turkey competition the next 2 days.
Well, I did not know that. See, that's something new to me.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprise everybody on Duck South tomorrow when I start posting stuff. But I wouldn't call it a competition because as soon as I call it a competition, I'll be sure to get my butt kicked in that. So Spencer and Brooks and Josh and I are meeting up at the cabin to have a turkey contest tag team over the next 2 days, starting tomorrow.
Good. Well, it weather looks good. It's a good time of year.
These guys said, well, you know, how does this even? I said, well, I know that y'all three are probably a little bit better hunters than I am.
But the land.
I know where these suckers have been. Turkeys are stupid. Turkeys are going to do what turkeys do every day. Unless your hens lead them off somewhere else.
Yep, unless a million other things happen, which usually do. So.
Oh, man, Crystal's like he's like a 6-year-old right now. He's like his first, I mean, he is like he's going out trick-or-treating for the first time.
That'll be good. That'll be fun. Well, like I said, the forecast looks good. So,
hope y'all tomorrow looks real good.
I probably won't go for a few more days. I mean, I say that. I probably will, but, you know, I don't know. I got a lot going on.
The thing that I'm trying to figure out is how I'm thinking that the best. We're not going to go over there and wipe anything out by any means. But, you know, I'm thinking that the biggest turkey weight, beard, and spur length, you know, score them out. May the best team win. The best turkey.
Yeah, just go by that's what I was gonna say. Just go by whatever that, you know, whatever the scoring thing is, and whoever wins. Is there a limit, like one per team, or how y'all doing it?
Yeah, I hope so. Landowner may not let us come back.
That's why I'm asking.
Not that he gives a crap about a turkey. He's about like, you know, he doesn't care about them. Except his pet turkeys where he feeds his cows. He won't let you go near them.
Fair enough.
So, be a lot of fun. A lot of stuff coming on Duck South with that. And Spitz will have his camera crew filming it all, so it'll be a lot of fun. You need to ride down there. I mean, you're not but 30 minutes.
I'm not far at all. I'm going to ride down. I'm going to ride up down the road with the boxcar hung out the window.
Strike them up.
I will do that. I probably will ride down there. Yeah, y'all are going to be right here on top of me.
Yeah. About 35 or 40 minutes away from me. Yeah. From Corinth and Alcorn County.
Alcorn County. That's right.
All right, Joshua. Hey, listen, I'll tell you this. I just got through recording my foils this morning. Holy crap. Talks a lot about him and Fred. I didn't know that him and Fred were best friends.
You know, I'm glad you said that. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of things like that that people just didn't realize. Even we didn't realize that are going to come from this one.
You know, Night and Hail was a big company, right? Mm-hmm. 80s, 90s. Well, there was almost zinc and foils, or foils and zinc, whichever one you want to call it.
Mm. Wow.
It's I never knew that. Part of the story. But I'll tell you this, we ended it on the note where we jumped into the meat of the action, and it starts next week. You know, why is Jeff Oles, of course, is one of the biggest names in the world, in the waterfowling world, and it's great to have him on the podcast, but there's a huge, huge story there. A lot of people, man, I wouldn't listen to that. That guy broke every law, guiltiest man. Well, Pim tell you that he's guilty. To me, from the outside perspective looking in, the thing that people don't realize, and I can't give it away until Jeff gets to it in the story, the federal government almost changed the way you waterfowl hunt through Jeff Foles' case.
Yep. I hope people understand what you just said and understand the severity of that. But that's right.
That was what they were trying to do. They were trying to change the law by case law.
Hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's why I hope people listen to this story with Jeff and pay attention to it. And like I said, the severity of it that was on the brink, you know, the things that were on the brink of happening. Just, Yeah, could have changed everything.
Well, Josh, we will get back together before the week is done. I hope you'll come down. We'll be there tomorrow and Wednesday, so ride down.
Yeah, I'm going to sit on the porch with myself.
Us. I'll drop you a pin. But anyway, let's get to Mondays with Rob now. Hey guys, like I told you on the front end of the podcast, it's Monday. Happy Bobby Petrino Day today, Mr. Croom.
Hola, amigos. Man, Bobby Petrino was a good coach. He had them going, Bubba. Top five in the country. Had to get on that motorcycle with that old blondie.
Whoa, I thought she just showed up at the accident after it happened.
Yeah. She popped in afterwards.
How long did that lie last for? About 3 days?
Not for anybody that has any sense at all.
She was hot too, man. Holy smokes. What she was doing with him besides the millions?
Man, you know, women like it too. Well, I'm told that.
Hey, Rob, I brought up, I hope you don't mind, want to make you mad or anything, but I want to make you aware I brought a special guest on Mondays with Rob today, all the way out from Oklahoma, Mr. Shelby Anderson.
Hey, Rob. Oh. What's up, Shelby? I thought you were going to say Leroy Jenkins.
Man, that's a terrible stereotype.
Hey, you know. How you doing there, friend?
Oh, you know, just driving down the road.
Yeah.
See, Rob, I wasn't aware that you fired shots across Shelby's bow last year during your migration reports.
Of course I did.
Oh, he did. He did.
Of course I did. I can't believe Shelby didn't say anything to me at the time. I was waiting for a major rebuttal.
Well, you see, some of us have real outfitters, and some of us have to work during hunting season.
So,
I got busy. Some stuff come up. You know, just
yep.
Yeah, just it is busy. Like that.
We could tell you were busy by your migration reports.
Hey, man, I had to set time every week. I gave myself 15 minutes every week. Okay? I thought it went good.
You did a good job. You did a real
Thanks,
good job.
Thanks, man. You know, coming from anybody else, but you, Rob, I really appreciate it.
I gave every single one of your migration reports a hearty like.
Like.
And I don't do that. I don't do that for any other outfitter. So
no, he just whores that heart out everywhere. Don't let him lie to you. You follow Rob around Facebook. He is giving everything a heart. It's no likes for Rob. It's all hearts.
He's a lovable guy, man.
Yeah, there's no reason in throwing out a bunch of likes, man. We all know what that means.
Yeah.
That's courtesy.
Oh, man. Hell.
Now, you guys, hey, y'all go way back. Y'all go back to the first time y'all ever met at a call-making night at Spencer's.
He won't remember it.
Oh, yeah, I remember most of it. There's a video from that night floating around somewhere.
There are a couple, probably.
Yeah, there are.
There's a couple.
One of them I've seen, it's pretty funny.
Yeah, I gave you a common courtesy to not record you. I don't know how to put it. You were on the bunk bed, off the bunk bed, on the bunk bed, off the bunk bed.
It's hard to get up on that thing. But I'm not a top bunk guy.
Oh man, we made a game out of it. So there was a couple of them. Are you, Brent? Are you seeing this? What is this guy doing? Because I didn't know who you were. You're just the drunk guy, you know.
I thought I was just having a good time. I didn't know I was drunk.
Well, yeah. That's how I remembered you. Is that drunk guy at Spencer's?
Well, I mean, good to be known for something.
I guess so.
I mean, it could be.
I
worse,
guess so. Could be.
I could have Mr. Stole your girl. I mean, that wouldn't be cool.
Yeah. I don't know. That was a pretty fun night though. I think we were all there. You were just the only one that couldn't get on top of the bunk bed.
I'm not a top bunk guy. I was injured.
Oh, you were something, bud. You were something. Oh, man. I counted four attempts over about an hour and a half.
Well,
so, and it came in about 15-minute cycles. So you'd sit there on the edge of it, and I guess you just stop. You'd get yourself all amped up, you know, I guess. You get halfway on there with your legs hanging off, and then you just go right back down.
Yes,
that's what I'm for an hour and a half.
First of all, I'm afraid of heights. Second of all, I should not have been on the top bunk in my condition. Third of all, I had to get up at 5 in the morning to be somewhere. I have no clue. I can't remember where I had to be. But I remember when I woke up, I felt like $1 million.
Well, it's all that exercise you got, bud.
If I would have gotten pulled over on the way back, we would have had problems.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we had a good time. Y'all did some very informative Canada goose calling situations, scenarios, and whatnot. I learned a lot about calling the Canada geese, and I put it to work this year with a 17-millimeter out at the golf course. It was really nice, man. I appreciate you showing me how to call those things in.
Anytime, man. You know, the first one was free, but the second one will cost you. So,
yeah, I understand. That's kind of what I felt about the top bunk demonstration as well.
You know, I don't know if you remember or not, but I'm what some people call vertically challenged. So I'm not. I've never been a top bunk guy. I mean, a fall from that height would kill a man in my stature.
Yeah, so. I mean, are you saying that some people may call you Stumpy?
Stumpy, Shorty. I've been compared to a garden gnome by two different people. One just a month ago.
Right.
You know, the beard, the belly, the bibs, and the hat. Just, I don't know. Kind of. I think we're getting off subject. We're digging up some stuff. So let's get back to us making fun of you. Huh?
You can talk about it here. We're a lot cheaper than your local psychiatrist.
Yeah, this is true.
hey Rob, man, Rocky, I'm gonna tell you this. Speaking of making fun of people and drunk, I was thinking about you during church yesterday, Rob.
Yeah, that's always good. I always ask my friends to pray for me during church.
No. We were in the middle of singing, and I hadn't been to a Baptist church in a while. It's been the old-timey Baptist church. And I hit that second stanza up under the chorus as hard as I could, just for you.
Were you really doing it, or were you lip singing? Because I need to know.
No, I was really singing. I hit it hard. Up under the chorus, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, absolutely.
I said, that's for you, Rob Groom.
I appreciate that. I usually take a set list on Easter, so I'm getting ready for that. You know, sometimes they change it up a little bit. I'm getting ready for this year to see what they throw at me. But I got my pencil and paper ready. I'm hoping they throw a holy, holy, holy into the Lord is risen, back into holy, holy, holy is kind of what I'm shooting for. But I don't want to have a letdown on Easter, so I'm just going to see what happens, take it by chance, you know, and just kind of let everything happen.
Woo. I'll tell you this, the lady with the new fashion perm that she got on Friday before she came to church on Sunday, two rows ahead of me turned around as I hit it.
That makes me so happy.
Yeah. I looked at her and I said, Rob Croom, with my lips.
Yep, that's good. I'm glad I didn't call you during that because I figured you would be hunting, but I'm glad I didn't call during that because that would have ruined it all.
Well, hey, a couple of your teams got, well, I guess I say the teams that we picked got knocked out. UNC, Duke, I had, did you take Auburn as a wild card to get in from the SEC?
No, absolutely not. They have really, really impressed me.
I couldn't remember if you took Auburn or not as the wild card.
No, I didn't even know Auburn made the tournament.
Hey, did you know that Tennessee got knocked out? Jesse Preston?
Yes, I did. That kid from Purdue, wow. I'm getting him on my fantasy NBA team next year for sure.
Pretty impressive. Couldn't miss.
Very impressive. But no, I kind of really like, I'm kind of I know this is bad, but I'm kind of jumping on the bandwagon on Texas Tech.
I am
too.
Big time.
You want to know the real reason I'm jumping on their bandwagon? You remember the bell ringer?
Oh, man. One of the first gifts, whatever the hell they're called, ever created was the Texas Tech bell ringer.
It's one of the best also, for sure.
You look pretty close to that, Shelby. You know the Texas Tech bell ringer, don't you?
Man, anything basketball related, I tried it. They wouldn't let me bring my step stool, and I mentally checked out of it. So, you guys lost me on the basketball.
Well,
No. Yeah.
He's the guy that
looks like he is manhandling himself, but he's actually ringing the spirit bell there at Texas on the field.
Boy, is he. You know what they should do? Somebody on Ducks Out that's smarter than I am, which ain't going to take much, should make one of those videos to that GIF or meme or video or whatever, and do it with the song, Ring My Bell. Ring My Bell. It would be magical. I'm sure Sean Winstead can handle that. If not, I'll see if I can get Church to do it. Somebody's got to do that. Or either put it to that, put it to the Titanic music.
That would be pretty good.
Yeah. Somebody needs to.
Hey, you know, Rob, you know who didn't show up for work today? I think Estes.
Probably
Estes. Okay.
Probably Estes because he doesn't work.
You think he's okay?
I've never met anybody. Wait, did they lose last night?
Yeah, they lost in the Elite Eight.
What?
Yeah.
Who did?
The girls.
They lost to Oregon last night?
They did.
What a bunch of homers. The one sport that they had. The one thing they had. How is God going to take the one thing they have? Man, I mean, I don't think Estes works because I've never seen anybody that stays in a motel 313 days out of a 365-day year.
Maybe like Chevy Chase back in vacation. He's traveling around visiting all of his uncle's hotels, checking them out, making sure they're... Remember that when Christy Brinkley asked Chevy Chase what he was doing in vacation?
Yes. Yes. Whew, she's pretty.
I'll ask y'all this. Christy Brinkley or Kelly LeBrock from the 80s?
Christy Brinkley.
Shelby must have went on mute.
No, I'm trying to be courteous and let you two to talk. I don't really know the procedure for this kind of thing. So I just let it. And plus, you talk about the 80s. I was born in 91, so I don't really.
Yeah, Shelby wasn't even around in the 80s.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I missed that on the 80s.
Wow.
Yeah. He's a pup.
Oh.
Don't get
so
bad.
Old for your age.
Say what?
You're so old for your age.
Hey, I mean,
that guy's life will wear you down, son.
Yeah, it will. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, convenience store pizza and Bang energy drinks, buddy.
Man, but I'm gonna tell you, I've gotten so into this Bang thing that I'm concerned with my health. You know, they say that everything's cool, but have you tried three in a day?
Yes. Yeah, like every day. Every day
three,
in January.
Three in one day is basically just asking for death. When you get short breath.
It's just frowned upon. You know,
look,
it's okay.
I do it. I started getting the coffee ones. I had no idea they had coffee. So I started opening with a coffee, bang, then drinking two cups of coffee. Then I'll wait till that high wears off, and I'll drink another bang, preferably the limeade one. If I can't find it, I'll go with Power Punch or Blue Raz. Then I'll follow that up nighttime with whatever I can find at that point. And I'm pretty much rocking all day long.
Oh, yeah. You just kind of float through the day.
Right.
You know, kind of like the body's running, but there's really just, it's just, I don't know. Just kind of just, that's about it. That's how I can sum that up. I love them, though. Have you ever tried the Red Line?
I haven't seen that one.
You haven't seen the Red Line?
No.
Oh, bud. I'm about to change your life.
I'm fixing to get on Amazon and order a case of them because some flavors I can't get here, and I'm very upset about it.
Yeah. Yeah, they're pretty tough to find, but they're getting to where a bunch of other people have them. So that's the first rule of a town that we move into is I find out which store sells the bangs and how far I got to go to get them.
I've been doing that as well, running around figuring out who's got the best selection.
Oh, yeah. You ever tried the Sourhead?
Yeah, Sourhead's pretty good.
Yep, that's probably my go-to bang.
What about Unicorn, Rainbow Unicorn?
Man, I just can't. You know, you pull up to a stoplight, and you look over and make eye contact with the guy next to you while you're drinking that thing, and there's just no coming back from that, you know. So I can't do the Rainbow Unicorn. And there's not. So I know it's 2019, but Rainbow Unicorn just can't do it, man.
I mean, it's the day of the pronouns. I mean, you know, you're supposed to be able to do what you want.
Yeah, this is true. But, man, if you wanna rainbow unicorn it up, you know, that's your deal. I just can't. Plus it's too no pun intended, but fruity for me.
I'm so secure with my sexuality that I can pretty much do anything like that.
I believe it.
You'll get there. You'll get there.
Yeah.
It takes time. It wasn't Rome wasn't built overnight.
Okay. So should I be writing some of this down?
You could probably go back and re-listen to it with the other four people that listen to it and write it down.
That takes too much time. That's too much time. I'll just write it down as we go.
Yeah, that's probably the. Go ahead and do that. Yeah.
All right. Well, I already have. So.
Oh, okay.
I'm already. Yep. I'm there.
Sure. Hey Shelby, I got to ask you this: are those nutrition bars or shops or whatever, are they popping out in Oklahoma like they are in Mississippi and Tennessee?
The what now?
They're these nutrition bars. They call them nutrition bars, but they are extremely high. The drinks extremely high in caffeine. I mean, they're like three or four times the strength of a Red Bull.
Oh no. That hadn't hit here yet. I tell you what though. Man, I lost my train of thought. I was trying not to get pulled over.
Once you get on this bang life, you pretty much give up on that other stuff. Speaking of banging, I'm sitting here leaning on Spencer's poon boat out here. And if anybody wants to be rocking for this spring and summer at the lake with the wind in your hair, the babes on the front, give us a holler. 501-833-1057. Okay, sorry about that, guys.
Is that an advertisement?
That was a humble advertisement to try and get Spencer's pontoon out of my lot.
Oh, okay. So I was confused earlier. I was on the phone with Rocky, and I thought you worked at a gas station this entire time.
Well, it depends on what day. It depends on what day it is. To be honest, I move a lot. I've been known to pump some fuel.
Okay. See, I thought that. I thought I'd heard that. So that's why I was confused.
You kind of brought up a touchy subject, man, and I wish you kind of wouldn't have, because now all the foreigners have come in here and bought them all, so I've lost all my work. So instead of doing the gas station clerk attendant in the evenings, I've been helping Jesse Presley originate loans. So I hate doing that.
It's horrible.
Okay. Okay, so so you're a loan officer, boat salesman, gas station, former gas station attendant, and owner of Greasem Outfitter. Is that what it is, Greasem? Greasem Outfitters?
Yeah, Greasem Outfitters, that's right, yeah. You know, we've been overbooked now for 3 years. We've been sending y'all customers, and I haven't gotten not one thank you note. I haven't gotten not a thank you.
You didn't get flowers. You didn't get on my Christmas card list?
No, I didn't.
Well, I tell you what, when we get off here, shoot me over your P.O. box and I'll hook you up with a Christmas card. A thank you Christmas card.
I think my P.O. box is still active. I've been living under the highway bridge because it's been so cool at night. So when it starts warming up and that nighttime temperature gets around 70, I'll move out from under the bridge and find another spot, probably by a tree. But I do think my P.O. box is still active. I'll check on that. And I believe it's P.O. box 6969.
6969?
Yeah. It's like my eBay username is hotboy6969.
So okay, 6969. Okay. All right. So, like I said, I'll get that over to you. And we'll put a gift card in there. For one free car wash. So that's what we do.
That.
Yeah. So we'll get you that over. Absolutely.
Am I gonna have to drive to Oklahoma to redeem it, or are you gonna actually get me a car wash gift card from around here?
You know, I don't really know. It's written in red crayon. Okay. Says one free car wash. And thanks for your business. And I mean, I would think it'd be universal.
Yeah. It's called Mr. Bubbles. It's called Mr. Bubbles here. I don't know what they're called there.
Yeah, me neither, man.
Well, I mean, if you can't do that, could you send me a bang? I got excited thinking about it too. I think I'm gonna run down the street and see my friend Jabir and get me a bang here in a minute.
What was that?
Can't repeat it.
What was that?
My friend, Abba Jabir.
Okay, one more time for the listeners, just so they know.
I can't. Abba Jizo.
That was three different names. Just going to point for everybody. Rocky, are you following along?
The whole family's in there. There's a Knight's Inn beside my favorite gas station here. Every time you pull in, you're risking your life just to take it lightly. And it's been a lot of heroin busts there. And I think I'm going to go to one of these, whatever, methadone clinics, I think they're called, and just give these people bang and say, look, man, for $2.50, you can get the same high.
Yeah, the same high with none of the legal troubles.
Don't have to inject yourself. You know,
I mean, you know, I mean, they don't have to. I mean, they never had to.
Yeah, but you want to get it quick as you can. That's why I chug the bang.
Fair enough. Rocky, you following along?
I am following along with this. I might have to try one of these bangs.
Are you not? You're not on the bangs?
No.
You've got to get the bangs.
Y'all have got to go try these teas, these nutrition bars, these things, man. These people are making a killing. They're selling tea for $7.
Wait. Are you talking about like the nutrition clubs opening up? Is that what you're talking about?
I see what's happened here. Rocky's in CrossFit now. We've lost him.
Is he?
Oh,
he's not.
Gosh.
He's not in CrossFit. If he was in CrossFit,
those are fighting words, crew.
Yeah,
he's in CrossFit Cult 6603, Oxford chapter.
Wow.
I guess that's where you found out about these bars, huh?
No.
I'm going to tell you right now. if Rocky was on, or if Rocky was a CrossFitter, he would open up the whole podcast with letting everybody know he was a CrossFitter. Because the rule is, if you're on Cross, if you do CrossFit, you got to let everybody know you do CrossFit.
It's the opposite of Fight Club.
Right. It is the opposite of Fight Club. So.
Oh.
I don't think they let people with feet as big as Rocky's in CrossFit. I think that's a liability.
Dude, that guy is a big dude. You should have seen him standing next to me in Oklahoma this winter.
Can you see Rocky in the Tough Mudder? We should do that next year. We should all three get together. The only training we should do is with Chilada's beer and water and do the Tough Mudder. We would probably beat some poor fat ass and be like, hey, dude, you need to quit CrossFit because it's not doing a damn thing for you, bud.
I don't feel like – is CrossFit and the Tough Mudder, is that the same thing? That's not the same thing. Is that the one with the electric things hanging down that you got to crawl through at some point?
I thought the Tough Mudder was the Special Olympics of CrossFit. I mean, the Olympics of CrossFit.
Really?
No.
Are you sure?
I think it's like a 5K obstacle course of hell. Is what I'm not into that.
I had some friends do something up in Nashville CrossFit, where they had to dress up as army men with like 800-pound packs and run through town and swim with them on and all this. And I asked him, I said, dude, did you almost die? And he's like, yeah, I really did. And I was like, what? You have kids at home. Like, what are you doing? Like, what are you trying to get in shape for? You're married? Like, it's not like you're going out and getting laid every night. Like, what is the point?
So he signed up for that willingly?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, that's a hell of a way to spend a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, and night. And it was and cold. Night. It wasn't. They were swimming in like 47 degree water.
For fun?
For funsies.
For fun. Yeah. They need to, you need to tell that guy, you need to be like, look, man, Netflix.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know Chuck.
Netflix.
Look, Chucky. I don't really like Chuck E. Cheese either, but that's more fun than what they did.
Yeah. So, I don't know. The stuff that people willingly sign up to do for fun, I don't know. That's, I don't know. Rucksack running, cold water, that's not for this guy.
No, me either.
Well, Shelby, thank you for surprising Rob. A great,
yeah, man.
Fun.
It was a pleasant. It was a pleasant surprise.
Oh man, anytime.
And you thought my surprise was sending my cousin-in-law to your store?
Man, it's been a daily surprise.
The feud continues, but it won't come from my cousin-in-law.
Between the turkey screwing me this morning, your cousin-in-law coming to see me. And Shelby, we kill Geese Anderson on the podcast. I'm not sure that my day can get any better.
Oh.
All right, Rob, thank you again. Shelby, thank you for joining in with us. I want to thank all of you that listened to this edition. Did somebody just fall down and kill themselves? Thank you for joining this edition of the End of the Line Podcast. Power by DuckSouth.com.